not be the loser, or the geek, or the whatever. Just like I've been consequential since middle school began. I knew I had no potential to be the leading man, but based on how today's going, I'm finally gaining ground. I even got some blood flowing with no computer screen around, which was cool. But what really felt good was doing something that I never thought that I could. It's not only school that's rough. Being lonely's stupid tough. Now I think I've had enough of being the loser, the geek, or whatever. Michael thinks that weird is rad, but feeling weird just makes me sad. And I deserve to not feel bad for being the loser, the geek, or whatever. Sick of being the loser, the geek, or whatever. Yeah! Trust your inner voice, listen to your heart and such. My whole life, I follow my instincts. Well, guess what? My instincts suck so much. So now I take a direction from another. If my instincts have an objection, then that means I'm making the right choice. Behaving this way feels bizarre, but if things keep up the way they are, then soon enough I'll get real far from being the loser, the geek, or whatever. The crook can look me in the eye like I'm some normal, handsome guy. I owe it to myself to try not being the loser, the geek, or whatever. Sick of being the loser, the geek, or whatever. Yeah! Whoa! Especially now, since I clearly see the problem has always been me. Take a breath and get prepared. But still, I'm just a little scared for who gets cut and who gets spared. When I'm the cool dude, the hero, or whatever. If Christine likes me in the end, will I be able to pretend I didn't fail my one real friend? But that's the shit I normally would think. Get over it, get priorities in sync. Just mute the voice inside your head and connect to another source instead. I've learned the right to selfishly be all for one and one for me. I've wasted all eternity just being the loser, the geek, or whatever. I'm standing